Hi, LMS fans. So, we also haven't been reading Scrap. Scrap, I think, is a great book. Though there's a lot of pages and it does take a long time to read. I think we're up to episode 4 on Scrap. The humans called him King of the Robots. Okay, we're going to start it. Before we do that, I wanted to say something. If you are new to Lucasman Stories, or if you are old, we welcome you to every story we do. Scrap is the longest story we will probably ever do on Lucasman Stories. And you're in for a treat. I read this chapter before, and it's a great chapter. So, you're lucky that you're going to hear this. Okay. So, episode... what one are we on again? Episode 4, The Stink. Human, repeated Scrap. He kept his eye firmly on the tooth. Human, Shum confirmed. Rolling the tooth between her fingers. Now my brother here has no brain, but even he can tell you that the human left 5 1 3 10 years ago, and this tooth is 5 years old. Then Scrap glanced at Terry. He scratched his chin thoughtfully, metal scraping on metal. Then wait. I'll get there. June sighed. Then something doesn't add up, said Scrap, still staring down at the tooth. You're not as rusty-headed as you look, Scrap, June laughed. A human on a planet where humans are outlawed, I reckon something very much doesn't add up. I reckon if we find the owner of this tooth, we could tick off another species from a still to be hunted list, Terry declared, and carry out a little pest control at the same time. Then do it, Scrap snapped. Instead of standing on my pile, talking my ear off, talking up my day, Terry moved closer. Scrap could feel the hair from his course. Of course you must have been on your plate. What with all your worthless, hollow junk, extincts. We have to get to the point, said Terry. See, every little living thing on this planet has its own observable residue. That what is what my sister refers to the stink. Humans have a special stink, probably on account of their old tentacles and slime, added June. Makes them easier to trap. All you got to do is tune in. Show them, Cherry. An image flashed across Terry's featureless head, a point of amber light pulsing in the center of a map. What do you know? Said June, slowly tapping the map on her brother's face. Humans stink. Imagine our excitement, added Terry. Can you imagine it? I suppose, replied Scrap. I'm not sure you're really trying, Terry huffed, his face map vanishing with a finger tap on the side of his head. Anyway, do you know where the stink led us? Where? Scrap grunted, already knowing the answer. Where? Scrap grunted. Here, June replied. Been tracking the stink for the last 3 days, and and it's led us right to your door. Tracking? Scrap nervously repeated. Oh, did I say tracking? Said Terry. I meant hunting. A sudden clunk came from behind the junk pile. Terry spun towards it, his hand cannon hand performing at the end of his arm. Who's that? Said June. Come out of there or my brother gets shouty. It's my favourite thing, Terry confirmed. On the count of three. However, the humans might be. Scrap was fairly sure they wouldn't survive being hurt. He acted, reaching his fist behind him and swinging it as hard as he could at Terry's torso. Dink! Terry didn't flinch. He barely even noticed. Scrap looked down at his dented knuckles and saw one of his fingers had come loose. What was that supposed to be? Trying to keep us from something? Terry aimed his handgun between Scrap's eyes. What are you hiding back there? No one. Scrap said. I mean, nothing. You think my brother will lose any sleep junk case? June bellowed. Shoot first. Ask questions never. That's Terry's motto. Also, his handgun hand pulsing with energy. So whoever's back there, come out or we will do this junk case a profound personal favour and blow him to bits. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, three. Now wait a minute. Scrap posted. Two. Hold it. Don't shoot. Scrap yelped. One. Said Terry. Stop. Came a cry. A moment later, Scrap watched Nat step closely behind the pile. His eyes winded with disbelief. Nat was wearing a robot's head over hers, like a mask. What are you supposed to be? Asked Terry as he and his sister turned at the girl. I'm a robot, Nat replied with a shrug. Beep boop, don't shoot. Okay, we're at the end of our episode for Scrap. I hope you really enjoyed it. There's a chat about shooting the person. And now that we're going to be on episode 5, Boom, Bang, a Bang. Sounds interesting.